Eddie the Marmot is hibernating. Summer is coming to an end, the mountain air is slowly getting cooler, and instead of hikers walking around, skiers will soon be racing down the mountains of Saas-Fee. A time full of snow and new adventures lies ahead. Every year, when it gets colder, Eddie the Marmot goes to sleep until spring awakens again. Throughout the whole summer, he has filled his heart with sunshine and the children's laughter. However, Eddie doesn't want to go to bed at all. "I don't like to go to sleep," he mumbles. Just one more goodbye to the little flower that has bloomed in front of his burrow all summer. Just one more hide and seek, or even just hearing the many children laughing who are so happy to see the marmots once more. The marmot has written a long list of things he wants to do before going to sleep. "I still have to eat something, hug all my friends, water my flower, make the burrow cozy and warm with lots of grass, and, of course, say goodbye to the children. When will I be able to do all this?" he worries. He is sad. He would prefer to stay awake and go skiing with the children all winter. "It's unfair that everyone gets to stay awake but me," he grumbles to himself. "There are so many great things to do in the snow here in Saas-Fee." Eddie has heard from the children that they are going to Kian's Adventureland in Saas Almaghel. There, they go snow tubing and ride children's ski-doo. "Oh, what fun that would be," thinks the marmot as he gets his duvet and imagines himself racing down the snow-covered slopes. He would also love to have a fun snowball fight. Eddie waters the flower and nibbles on the herbs one last time. When he's done arranging the burrow, he goes out to say goodbye to all his friends. All the marmots have gathered to say goodbye. They all hug each other and tears are rolling down their cheeks. It will take a long time, but they will see each other again in spring. "Sleep well. Good night. See you next year," Eddie says to each marmot and goes around to say goodbye to all of them. Then, each marmot slowly goes into his prepared burrow. For a long time, Eddie hears all the children playing and laughing from the inside. He has to laugh for himself and can't fall asleep because of the excitement. The marmot decides to get up again. He looks out of his burrow and looks around to see if any other marmots can't fall asleep. They do. More marmots are standing outside, excitedly, watching the children playing. Eddie quickly rushes to them. "Shall we play hide and seek one last time?" Eddie suggests excitedly. Everyone agrees and cheers. No sooner said than done. They spend one last afternoon playing their favourite game. When Eddie has to hide, he chooses his favourite stone. He lies down quietly and waits. Hour after hour passes. Then, just before it got dark, his friend sneaks up behind the rock and discovers Eddie. Eddie's already sleeping deeply. He has waited so long that he has fallen asleep. The other marmot wakes up Eddie and realizes that it is time to go into hibernation. They all run back and lie down in their burrows, completely exhausted. The tired marmot dreams of the many things the children are experiencing now. He dreams of skiing down the mountain with them, racing down the valley on a toboggan, and visiting the ice cave Alalin. Eddie dreams of the wild Gorge Alpin, where you can climb through a gorge and cross a suspension bridge. The marmot is dreaming of the many great adventures Sasfay has to offer, and is looking forward to playing with the children again soon. Until then, we will have fun and they will feel it in their marmot hearts. The laughter and joy we leave here on all paths until they wake up again.